On Friday, a town in Mexico is going to be teeming with healers and magicians and witches and warlocks. It's the site of the International Congress of Witches. It's in the town of Catemaco, already famed for soothsayers. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro went there to Catemaco. Please be advised, some of what she found may seem doubtful.
Sitting on the shores of a caldera lake where monkeys and tropical birds live side by side, Catemaco is an area of stunning natural beauty. But most visitors come to consult the witches. And Catemaco doesn't hide its witchy background. One of their squares is called the Plaza of the Witches, which stands right next to the Witches Hotel. There's a witches bar and a witches restaurant where you can hear strolling minstrels play a song about witches. As you enter the town, you're immediately accosted by boys on bicycles touting the mystical powers of the various resident brujos or witch doctors. In fact, witchcraft has become such a big business here that in the 1990s, a war between warlocks resulted in deaths. In 2004, the party of the president, Felipe Calderón, tried to ban witchcraft here in the state of Veracruz, only to have the measure struck down. Many politicians reputedly come here to put hexes on their rivals. We go in search of a warlock and end up at the lair of Apolinar Huixpal, who says he possesses the power of the tiger, whatever that means. Mexicans believe there are three types of magic, white, red, and black. Most of the brujos in Catemaco claim to commune with the devil and practice the dark arts. These guys seem to be the heavy metal contingent of the spiritual world. I ask for a limpia, the simplest procedure. It's a kind of cleansing that also protects you against curses. I'm off to Baghdad, and that's a curse in and of itself, I figure. The warlock begins by splashing me with some kind of liquid and then smacking me repeatedly with herbs. This is unpleasant and soggy.
It actually hurts. Yeah, it smells good, but it really hurts. And my eyes sting.
And I'm sopping wet at this point, and my clothes are covered in I don't know what anymore. And he's taking the egg, and he's about to crack it on my head.
He's going to hit me in the head with an egg. Oh, no.
It ain't cheap either. $50 to get a protection spell. People come here to get cures for many more serious ailments, too.
Pues he curado gente enferma, de llagas, locos.
He says, I've cured people who have open wounds, crazy people, drunks, people who suffer from other vices. I've returned lost loves to people. I've helped calm anger. I've helped people with their business difficulties. All sorts of things, he says. Back on the street, one of the touts hustles us to another shaman who says he's the real deal, not like what he calls the fraud we just consulted. Here are the offices of Adolfo Hermidas, who tells us that he inherited his gift from his grandparents. He says that Catemaco is a special place because of a grotto in a nearby mountain where dark powers reside.
Mira, aquí Catemaco está internacionalmente.
This place is internationally recognized, he says, as a place of witchcraft because of the Devil's Cave. This is where we go to deposit all our completed spells, all our black works. It's enchanted, he says. Theatrics aside, Mexico does have a long history of belief in magic. Even the Catholic Church tolerates it, and the local priest in Catemaco says he doesn't much mind the self-described devil worshippers. It's part of an indigenous heritage that still thrives today, in big ways and small. For a lot less money than the warlocks are charging, you can get your fortune read on the walkway by the lake. Juan Jesus Gonzalez stretches out his hand as a woman in long skirts whispers his future. He says he's a believer, but his wife, Avelina, says she thinks it's all a hoax. And in this case, I just have to agree. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Catemaco, Mexico.